from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
All right, let's get you that NFL news of the day, courtesy of the Wooly Bully, Zach Wolchuk. And we're 15 minutes away from Krusty's Corner. Brian brought us live in Oxnard, giving you all the Cowboys things to know. And this segment of the G-Bag Nation is brought to you by the Frankels. That's right, life is unpredictable. Accidents happen. Franklin Frankel, the go-to attorneys for car and truck wrecks in DFW. If you or a loved one has been in an accident, contact Franklin Frankel for a free consultation at 214-333-3333 or go to frankelfirm.com. And G-Bag Nation is also brought to you by Cars for Kids. Donate today at carsforkids.org. We're live at the ballpark. Cannot wait to see you. Have some awesome giveaway tonight. And I learned that it's actually extra large sizes and medium sizes.
Yes, there we go. Yeah, XL, like to hear that. That's good.
And medium for the Belichick cutoff hoodie, mm-hmm. World Series championship Texas Rangers deal. It's fantastic. I can't wait to rock it. Here's the Bully.
Thank you very much, Eric. Brian, you're giving me the pointy fingers.
Yeah. Do you think Belichick was the one who invented that? Is he the one that when
I think
we think
he's
about
the one that kind of put it on the
now?
On
but
the
he's
map.
The cutoff. Is he's the cutoff? Arms, or is he the, I mean.
Yeah, it's the arms. It's the
arms.
Well,
like all the arm, like the whole arm, like a vest.
Yeah, I guess
it's both. He's done both. I think when he's on the sidelines, generally.
I've seen him do the three-quarter.
Yeah,
I've seen him like three-quarter, and it, you know.
That's his game day, like more professional look. I think like Monday to Saturday in the office, I think you could see him with the full-fledged cutoff. At the top of the arm.
Yeah, and no T-shirt underneath. It's like he's got dough arms.
Dough arms, no doubt. Yeah. Pillsbury dough Belichick there. Now, we do have the NFL news when it comes to the Cowboys that's circulating right now as they get ready to leave, go to Vegas. Calvin Watkins of the Morning News did report that things could be heating up with CeeDee Lamb. That's the hope. The two sides did have a phone conversation yesterday prior to the team leaving to go to Vegas, and the report is that the offer is slightly under $33 million per season, a person with knowledge of the talks told the Dallas Morning News, which, in fairness, if it's slightly under $33 million, what was it that Pretty Ricky reported? 32.5?
32.5,
yeah. It kind of adds up a little bit, does it not?
Pretty Ricky seems like he strikes again.
Yeah, I got to give him some credit there. But I don't know that 33 is going to cut it. We'll see how that ends up going. But, again, I think all of us are in agreement right now that CeeDee's going to be there week one. I think contract or no contract, CeeDee Lamb's there week one. But my hope is this thing gets done, Brian.
Yeah, he is not going to miss $1 million game check. I just don't see that happening.
I don't either.
Yeah, and if this thing goes under 33, that still makes him the second highest paid receiver in the league.
Yes,
if
anything
I'm right
over
about 30, that.
Yeah, 32, I believe, is what A.J. Brown's making.
Yeah, man. And I'm hearing that he's – I don't know if this is going to happen while we're here, but kind of keep an eye on that potentially when we get back to Frisco.
Okay.
That's kind of – I mean, I know that he's down in Miami – training and doing
working
things.
Working out.
Working out. And I don't. They really don't know if there's real intention of him showing up here. Let's see. I mean, that's just kind of the buzz I'm hearing. I've heard the last couple of days.
I like that. Yeah, I'll still be shocked if he's not here for week one.
Yeah.
You guys
say? Oh, yeah, absolutely.
If the contract is not done, you still think he shows up and plays without it.
Yeah.
I wonder what type of saltiness, energy he's bringing into the locker room at that point. Everybody's temperament's a little bit different. Yeah. It might fuel him, chip on his shoulder. You get an even better version of him because he's like, bleep you, watch this.
Yeah.
Or the opposite. I don't know. But I don't think it comes to that. They're going to get the deal done.
Yeah, I'm hopeful of that, too. Now, the Vikings, we've talked about, obviously, they lose J.J. McCarthy, their rookie quarterback this week. Now, they've officially placed J.J. McCarthy on IR. They signed former Panthers quarterback Matt Corral, former Ole Miss great. So they're adding another arm.
Zach, did you think he was going to be okay?
Yeah, as a backup, I thought that he had potential. I mean, he had a good arm. He's got some mobility. I didn't think he'd ever really be a starter in the NFL, but I didn't think that he'd be, like, in and out of the league and playing. I think he was just in the XFL.
Yeah, kind of crazy because, you know, when you watch Ole Miss, they were a pretty decent team with him. You know, to evaluate all those receivers, and he was the guy, you know, chucking the ball a lot of those times. So I kind of find it, in a way, like, man, how did I miss that guy? Because
right.
I'm not saying, yeah, I see what you're saying about not a starter, but I thought he would at least have a career in this league. There are a lot of bad quarterbacks in this league. I kind of didn't feel like that he was one of them. Maybe going to Carolina was the – That was the
that could have been the
well, he got
sentence.
Hurt. I mean, yeah. he got hurt like and he five
was
seconds in.
And he was drafted by the Matt Rhule regime, which all gets canned halfway through. So probably an unfair start to his career. But it was up in Adams' show. Kay Adams was out at Vikings camp, and she's talking with Justin Jefferson, and he gives us a scouting report on Sam Darnold's balls.
That surprise you, just like how good Sam Darnold's arm is?
Oh, yes. Very surprising. You know, it is my first time really, you know, being around Sam and having him throw to me. So to see the balls that he throw, especially the go balls, the deep balls that he throw, it was right in the hands and it feels like a soft pillow. So he's been doing a great job just, you know, trying to learn and try to, you know, build that chemistry with the whole team.
And shout out to Diana Rossini. That was Diana Rossini there, not Kay Adams. But is this kind of just like Justin Jefferson? He's talking up his guy here. He knows now that's QB1.
Yes.
Or is he really throwing pillow balls?
No, he's throwing pillow balls to defenders. Every time I look up, it's another interception. Sam Darnold throwing to the opposing team.
Never get tired of that. They've even got him now where they do him in practice. And he'll throw an interception, and everybody's chasing, and then you see the guys with the guardian caps on, and they're all waving and jumping up and down. Yeah, nobody. A Sam Darnold pick six is never gets old. Never gets old. Yeah.
Well, we did have the quarterback competition start to heat up there in New England. It kind of seemed like this was a foregone conclusion that it was going to be Jacoby Brissett and they were going to ease in Drake May. But I guess Patriots liked what they saw from Drake May last night against the Eagles. As Gerard Mayo said, this thing is far from over. He has been lighting it up, the reports are, in practice. Went 6 for 11, 47 yards, had a 4-yard rushing touchdown. And he did look good manipulating the pocket. He saw the athleticism that we saw at North Carolina. I mean, the issue with Drake May for me, and I know you weren't a huge fan, it was just the consistency issues.
Yeah.
There were times it's like, holy hell, that's an NFL throw right there. You know he's athletic. He's super tough. Big physical quarterback, but then it's kind of like watching Trey Lance right now.
Yeah,
there were times
is.
Where the ball just go, it's just sailing
no
on.
Telling where
no
it's
idea,
go.
No yeah. idea where it's going to go.
I was reading some things just this week about Drake May, where apparently, like at North Carolina, there was not a single ounce of coaching as it pertains to footwork.
And that's pretty apparent when you watch him.
Yeah, I mean, we know how much
blaming
the footwork,
my guy Mac Brown, aren't we now?
I guess. I mean, I don't know. I mean, maybe that's an overstatement on the report that I saw. But it was like, man, because everybody in New England's like, yeah, it's the footwork thing.
He's got
Drake
happy
May.
Feet.
Like he's got to get the footwork down. And apparently, if there was any footwork coaching for Drake May at North Carolina, it was as minimal as it could possibly be. And brought it, you know, firsthand. Footwork is really most of what dictates the accuracy of a quarterback, oftentimes, right?
Yeah. So the platform you throw from always seems to affect how the pass. is going to look.
So the erratic nature of Drake May, where, like, naturally he can throw the ball and do all
these
things.
Or he's just erratic. Awesome. That's something could be. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, well, for sure. And for your sake and for your grade on him and your analysis
of him,
exactly what you want. Now you're going to hate watch Drake May the same way I hate watch Will Levis. It's fine. You can admit it. I admit it. When you have a bad grade on a guy, you don't want him to be good. It's human nature.
Drake Mays of the world, that's fine. I mean, it's not a bad grade or anything at all. It's just that, you know, I've been wrong about quarterbacks before. I've been right about quarterbacks before, too.
Yes, you
but
have.
But the thing with Drake May is that, you know, all of a sudden we're starting to hear about all his faults. You know, and these are things I was talking about, you know, in April, in March, when we were talking, hey, this guy has some issues. Willie said not consistent, you know. Mm-hmm. Footwork, things like that. You could go back. I could show you my report right now. And all of a sudden now it's like, North Carolina doesn't coach their players.
Give yourself some credit. Don't say you've been talking about it since March or April. You've been talking about it since December, big boy.
December 1st.
Yeah, the thing about it is, hey, North Carolina, we've had our shares of Mitch Trubisky's and people like that. Come on.
Yep.
I mean, probably not getting coached very well there, but it's amazing how we all get picked in the top five when we're at these.
It is. Sam Howell, if he was just a little bit taller, he might have had a chance.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
To go in the first round. Bad news, Bengals have a running back that's going to miss the entire regular season. Torn patella tendon in a joint practice. It's Chris Evans, former sixth-round pick that was expected to have a more prominent role. I know Chase Brown is a running back that's getting a lot of love there. Zach Moss, my dude, who just, when he gets his opportunities, he seems to perform. I'm just putting in the call. That is Zach Moss's backfield there.
Really?
With the Cincinnati Bengals.
I mean, don't get me wrong. I'm not on the Bengals beat
I know.
Chase Brown is getting so much love.
Everybody's loving
getting so
Chase
much
Brown.
Love.
Just steady Eddie, Zach Moss.
Go ahead and draft
Moss.
Him, Eric, for that fantasy team you're going to finish last place with.
Hey, I ain't taking any fantasy advice from you over there, Broadus.
You know what? If you did, you deserve to finish in last place. I'll sit at the Waffle House with you and pound waffles if that's
all right,
the case.
It's a date.
Bill's got an injury settlement with Chase Claypool, so he's now out there. I guess he could sign with another team, but supposedly he's hurt. Or maybe he's not really hurt. Wink, wink.
Maybe he just sucks.
There.
That's what's happening this time of year. Get ready. You're going to see a lot of veteran guys all of a sudden figure out, hey, I'm not going to make this team. And then it turns into soft tissue injury guy. And then they get waived. And then they get injury settled. And they get two game checks. And they move on with their life. That's going to happen a lot here in the next couple of weeks.
Pat Mahomes at Chiefs camp was talking about his favorite training camp traditions. In doing so, Did he end up fat shaming the backup quarterback?
Yeah, I mean, for me, it's even more than dorms. We always go to Lazzarone a couple times, and we take the guys, we get some pizzas. I usually do it after kind of like the second pat a day before the 10-10-10, so we were there yesterday. And so don't remember that for next year and try to storm our party. We go there, and you just eat, and you just joke around. I think Ian Book had like 9 pieces of pizza yesterday, man. I had to calm him down because the first time we went, the O-line, he only got 1 piece because the O-line ate all his pizza. So he went in this last day. So, no, but the stuff like that is where you build that bond. And then you have those jokes and stuff for the rest of the year. And that's what builds the great culture that we have.
He had 9 pieces of pizza. I had to calm him down.
Yeah.
Now, he explains why. You know, last year he probably felt like I got
somewhere.
Eat. I got to crush this right now or else I'm not getting the pizza. These linemen are taking it all.
Yeah, right now Eric is so jealous because he sat there at Toppers and did the same damn thing.
Yeah,
like right. By himself, great. Just like, oh, give me the all meat lovers pizza.
Man,
and just punished that thing.
Shout out to the Meatinator.
Yeah, you channeled your Ian Book on that one, didn't you?
You know, I think that Toppers does it right by calling it the Meatinator, though. Like it's meat lovers.
Meat lovers.
It ought to be the Greasinator. That thing, man. I tell you, there's some serious grease on that. And that's what makes it so good.
It does. It had a great drip on that thing.
Absolutely. All right, there's your NFL news of the day. We got Krusty's Corner brought to you by Dallas College. Your future begins here. Where are we going, Krusty?
Yeah, let me tell you who you need to be looking at in this game against the Raiders. We'll do that next.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.